Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Gloucester Police Department is asking residents to take an active approach in fighting opioid addiction. On its Facebook page, the department has posted contact information for the CEOs of five large drug companies and is asking people to contact them and ask them what they're doing to prevent addiction. Joining us this morning to talk about this unusual move is the Gloucester Police Chief, Leonard Campanello. Good morning, Chief. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, sir. Thank you very much, and thanks for joining us. Let me ask you, what prompted you to take this action? What prompted you to make this request?
So I think it's being seen as a challenge, which it shouldn't be. I think it's more of a call to action, as we've always been doing. One of the posts previously that we had written out a few weeks ago was for people to send us their stories about themselves or their loved ones who got caught up in the throes of this disease, and we received over 300 letters, and the majority of them started with, you know, I had an injury that led to a prescription, or I had a son who, you know, was depressed, or I had a loved one who, you know, had back pain and was given a prescription. And then we see the pathology go towards the use of an illegal substance, and then you know, the addiction, and then in some cases, tragically, death.
So it distresses you, as it distresses many people, that a lot of opioid addicts started with prescriptions for legal over-the-counter drugs.
I think any senseless death certainly does, you know, cause us a lot of grief, but especially when there is so much that can be done by so many entities. So it's my hope that the people that are in any way involved or have a stake in this will really come to the table and see this issue for what it is and help us in law enforcement to address the issue.
Well, what do you want them to do?
I'd like them to enter the conversation in a big way. I don't think law enforcement should be doing their job or the job of healthcare for them. And I think in some instances, some entities would be more than happy to allow us to continue to do what we're doing, which is finding beds, facilitating treatment to the disease, you know, and them not having to lift a finger. So I guess, you know, there's an obvious provocativeness to the message, but it's meant as an opportunity to become proactively involved and to enter the conversation with a willingness to help what has been created partially by prescription use of drugs.
I have to ask, on your Facebook page, you provided contact information for the CEO of Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and I think three other major drug companies. Don't you worry that for those people on the other end, whatever contacts are made by residents of Gloucester, thanks to your website, are just going to be viewed as annoyances?
You got to start somewhere. A lot of the greatest movements that have happened have started with annoyances. You can't get on somebody's radar unless, you know, there's some sort of contact. These are business emails. These are business telephone numbers. And this is a business that they're running. And I think the consumer has a right to contact them. And I think that if you're in business and your consumer is unhappy with the way you're doing business, you're going to lose a lot of clients. We already see and hear from people who say, you know, my doctor prescribed me X amount of this particular opiate, and we flushed them down the toilet because it's not worth it. So I think it's kind of a natural progression.
So you're trying to get the attention of the drug companies with this. Any response so far from them?
I don't really even expect a response. I think it's more, you know, I'm hoping that they naturally come to some sort of decision about entering the conversation on their own. If this helps push it a little bit, that's great. But let me make it clear. We're not out blaming anybody. We're not out to point fingers. That's been done for too long. You know, here's a chance for a pharmaceutical company, which is as popular as insurance companies and police departments at this point in our culture, to come around and fix a problem. And they have the ability, they have the funding, and they have the expertise to do it. We saw Purdue step up and do it with OxyContin back in the late 2008, 2009. And there's no reason to hide from this. You know, step up and do the right thing.
Let me ask you one last question, Chief, if I might. Any response from city residents yet? Anyone making these calls, as far as you know?
Well, we have a way to gauge that through our Facebook. I can tell you that, I've gotten many phone calls about, calling. I've gotten many Facebook hits. I've made the calls myself. It's not really getting too far. It's more of, this is who I am. This is what I think, have them call me back. I don't expect a call back from the CEO of any of these companies, but you don't know until you try. And everybody who's involved in this needs to be part of the conversation.
Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello, thank you so very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, great to be here. Thank you very much, Will.